you look back at it, and what do y'all have to do differently this week?
Being a competitor is very frustrating because you never want to come second, no matter what you're competing in. And just the next step is just moving forward and truly learning from our mistakes. You know, you can't do anything about it but learn from it. So that's what we're choosing to do.
What were the mistakes?
I can only speak offensively. I know that we were moving the ball fine. We just got to convert in the red zone and score and just help our defense out. We'll put some points on the board.
Is starting the game, you know, faster on offense, is that something you guys have talked about? Because, you know, in the fourth quarter of the past couple of games, you guys have seemed to have some good drives together. But do you start about starting the game the same way?
Yeah, you want to, you know, like you said, towards the end of the game, when the game's on the line, we play hard and execute. But I think it's very important for us to come out in the beginning, like you said, and execute those plays so we don't have to do that towards the end. We're moving the ball fine. And we're just not executing on certain plays or to put us in the end zone.
Is it a mentality thing, or how do you change that?
Definitely a mentality. Understanding that you never know which play is going to cost you a drive, whether it's a false start or a penalty or something like that, or a bad route or something like that, or a misread. So we got to take ownership in each play and understand that we have a job to do on each play.
I think we might see a little more up-tempo offense earlier in the game this week, or in general later in the season.
I hope so. We haven't met yet, but I'm hoping so.
How you feeling, Jamal?
I feel good. I just got done working out, so I feel pretty good.
Everything come back okay?
Yes, sir. I'm good.
It seems like even in the second half, sometimes there are some clock issues with y'all, you know, getting the ball off and everything. Is that something
before the play starts?
Yeah, you know, even when you're playing from behind and trying to.
Yeah, the goal is to have as much tempo, try to get them as tired as possible playing with our tempo that we practice at. We didn't do that sometimes, and I think that's a big emphasis in this week, and we're pretty sure we're going to hear about it in the film.
Have you talked with Nick Starkle that much this season?
No.
Or this season?
No.
Not at all?
No.
You excited about getting to go up against a former teammate?
Yeah. I think it's just the next opportunity. I like playing, and this game is a fun game to play in. SEC game also, so I'm excited to play.
How important is it to have a good performance to kind of get the bad taste out of your mouth?
It's very important because it's important that we learn from our mistakes. We can't keep going back and forth and making the same mistakes and not coming out strong and not scoring. So I think this is just, you know, I'm ready for us to learn from our mistakes and stop having to say next time.
Coach Fisher has talked about what a great leader you are for this team. So if you could address the team, what would your message be to them?
I think that, and I'm going to say this, I think the mentality in terms of understanding how important each play is and how – and it sounds cliche, but you never know. A lot of those plays are one block away, but it just happened in the backfield. You know what I'm saying? I think that if you understand that your play, your block, or your catch, or your route could be the deciding factor in the game, I guarantee you wouldn't mess it up. So I think that being mature about the situation in the games in the season and understanding that how hard we worked, there's no point of lacking that and having that mental lapse and not understanding that your job is very important to do.
Is there a certain amount of pride on the line knowing that Nick's on the other side to kind of make sure the offense is going and have something, maybe a little something to prove?
No, I don't think it's like – what was the word you used again?
Pride.
Yeah, I don't think it's a pride thing of Nick. I think it's more so just that you want to win the game. You know, this SEC opponent, we just lost two games. So I think that no one's – if you're a competitor, a true competitor, no one likes losing. So I think that that's the pride thing about it, and you got to take that very serious.
How do you balance your frustration versus – there's a lot of football left. I mean, we know you're frustrated.
Yeah. I think the only thing that you can look at is just looking at the potential in this team. I mean, it can either be potential that you know you never fulfill or something that you can fulfill. So I think that that's the motivation, knowing that we are capable of winning these games and just helping these young guys. And that's my job, taking on a show that, helping them and helping them understand that what they're capable of and what they can do with this team.
Jamal, do you sense that there's any doubt or unconfidence creeping into y'all's locker room now?
It's very important that we don't let that creep in as leaders. I'm not saying that that's not a thought, or I don't, you know, it's pretty normal for that to happen for a team to lose two games that you thought you can win. So I think it's my job and for some of the leaders' jobs to make sure that we don't lose that family and lose that togetherness that we're supposed to have throughout the season, because we got a long season ahead of us. It could be a great season, you know what I'm saying? So I think it's very important for us to learn from this mistake.
A lot of guys after the game Saturday night were saying, you know, we're a good team, kept repeating that. You know, why do you feel like you're a good team?
Because, I mean, you see these games And with all the mistakes we're making, we're still in the game. We're never out of the game. So I think that that should be, from a guy that knows the game and a guy that understands football, you kind of see what's at, you see what you have on your plate. So to say we're not a good team would be something that's not true, because you see the scoreboard, we're not out of the game, and we made so many mistakes. Auburn played a great game, but it's just kind of something you got to look at and say, this is where we can be.
Does your identity on offense need to be tweaked, Jamon? I mean, if you're not able to run the ball, is it, it's like, all right, screw it, let's just go chunk it 50 times a game. I know that's not what Jimbo wants to do, but at some point, what needs to change to get this offense going?
I think it's very important to be honest with – I think it's very important for us to be honest with ourselves individually and as offense to see what kind of team we are, knowing what we can do and can't do. And also understanding that these guys next across from us are just the same as us. So there's nothing we can't do. We're just not doing it. So I think it's very important to understand that we're competing and that man puts on his pants just like you.
You said the offense was one block away, one assignment away from being successful in a lot of plays. Is this offense as complex as it seems from out the outside?
Very complex. But it's nothing more than we can't handle. It just comes in. You have to focus. It's a mental strain in our offense. There's always stuff going on, checks and different side adjustments you have to see. So it's definitely complex, but Coach Fisher didn't put anything on the table that we can't handle. We don't practice.
Is this the most complex offense you've ever played in?
For sure.
In the SEC, when all the teams are so good and it does come down to a missed block or a drop pass or something like that, how do you make sure those plays go in your favor and not the other way? Because it seems like Auburn was one or two plays away from being a win in your guys' side.
Wait, say that again, I'm sorry.
Like when the game's so close and it comes down to one missed assignment or a block, how do you guys make sure those plays, you're making those plays in their teams not instead of vice versa like it was against Auburn?
I think it's just not having that mental last. I mean, if you understand that this play could win the game, because you never know which play is going to lose the game. So if you go in there with that mentality and play aggressive, I think that you will make those plays because you understand how important it is. And it's not making the moment bigger than what it is, but it's just understanding your job you have to do.